You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw confirmed that neither Clover Moore nor Angus Taylor were interviewed by his officers before the agency decided to abandon its investigation into falsified travel figures. Last September, Angus Taylor wrote to Clover Moore, criticising the City of Sydney for unnecessary air travel, relying on what he said was the Council's most recent annual report, which showed it had spent $1.7 million on international travel and $14.2 million on domestic travel. But Mr Taylor's figures were way above the Council's actual annual report, which showed it had spent $4,200 on domestic travel expenses and $1,700 on international travel. Mr Taylor eventually apologised, but has never revealed where those highly inflated numbers came from. On February 6, the AFP dropped its investigation, saying it had found no evidence Angus Taylor was involved in falsifying information. The agency said what it called the low level of harm, Angus Taylor's apology to Clover Moore, and the significant resources required to investigate were also factors in its decision not to pursue the matter. Labor's Christina Keneally pressed Commissioner Kershaw on how the AFP came to the conclusion that there'd been a low level of harm when it had not even bothered to interview Clover Moore.
And you stand by your assertion that there is a low level of ongoing harm?
Yes, and I think what's clear again is those officers are extremely objective. We act impartially, and they've made the decision, and we've been very public about that.
Commissioner Kershaw told the hearing he had confidence in the AFP's Sensitive Investigations Oversight Board, which conducted the investigation. Senator Keneally infuriated coalition members with this question, drawing on speculation Angus Taylor's wife, Louise Clegg, planned to run against Clover Moore for the job of Sydney's Lord Mayor.
Can you advise if the police assessment of Minister Taylor took into account his possible motive of not wanting not only to discredit the Lord Mayor Clover Moore because she disagreed with him on a policy matter, but also because his wife might run against Ms Moore in an upcoming City of Sydney Council?
Point of order again, Chair. I'm sorry.
It's out of order, Senator Keneally. This is not relevant to the additional estimates process.
I think it's quite relevant.
On what basis?
We have a federal minister who used a doctored document to attack not only his political rival in terms of policy terms, but also potentially his wife's rival in terms of political terms.
This has nothing to do with the additional
estimate
process.
The police decided to discontinue the investigation, not to proceed to an investigation, and it's well within my rights to ask these questions.
Green Senator Nick McKim used his questions to suggest that the AFP had relied on a preliminary investigation conducted by the New South Wales Police and hadn't really investigated the matter.
This is Alice in Wonderland stuff here, and I can't help but think there's a protection racket being run by Mr Taylor's behalf here.
Senator, if you're impugning the Australian Federal Police, then I suggest you think very carefully about that.
Well, I have thought very carefully, and I stand by my comments.
Among others objecting to that reference was Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson.
It's an outrageous statement to suggest that the Australian Federal Police is in any respect running a protection racket. It is an appalling reflection on the Australian Federal Police, and I would ask that Senator McKim withdraw it.
Senator McKim didn't withdraw his remark and denied he was reflecting on the actions of the AFP. In response to Senator McKim's questions, Commissioner Kershaw again stressed his agency is impartial.
I can guarantee you this, we act impartially and objectively when it comes to enforcing the law and upholding the law in this country, and I stand by the officers that made this decision.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.